The Lord created the first man in his own image, but he learned to be deceitful and lost that sacred image. The Lord sent his son Jesus Christ to this earth for the man to get back that lost image. These days I am prompted by the Holy Spirit to say a few truths about baptism and how it should be done, because many people do it anyhow and disgrace its significance. Welcome to the translation of the sermon delivered by Apostle A.S. Dawson at New Jerusalem Church on 28th March 2021. Praise the Lord. Anyone who has taken baptism should have the knowledge that our disposition as a man or woman of this world goes through a transfiguration. But some seem to have jumped tracks and gone back to their old ways. Romans chapter 6 verses 2 and 3 say, "By no means, we died to sin, how can we live in it any longer? Or have we forgotten that when we were joined with Jesus Christ in baptism, we joined him in death? Our Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins. The baptism we took symbolizes our death in Christ, which means we have sacrificed our old tendency to sin on the altar of that baptism. In other words, we have buried our evil ways under water. It is our responsibility not to let those evil attitudes to resurface once again. We should always remember that we are a new creation. The old is dead and gone. Some people consider baptism as a means to an end. They tend to say, 'We take your baptism, you do as we say,' sort of things. Dear children, baptism doesn't connote a business deal. Let me tell this incident again. While we were traveling on our tour bus in Israel, our tour guide, a pastor himself, announced that we would baptize everybody who wants to be baptized in the Jordan River, where Jesus was baptized the next day. Later, he asked us whether we had any objection to do so. Pastor told him that we would give if they complied with the norms of baptism. That evening, we were accosted by some elderly women of our touring party. They frankly told us that they wouldn't change any of their old self for the sake of baptism. Pastor told them that we wouldn't give that kind of baptism. When we went there the next day, we saw a young seminary student giving them baptism, sitting on the banks of Jordan, dipping their heads face first. Then all the happily baptized old ladies went around buying beads, rosaries, and all the souvenirs to decorate themselves. We, as baptized people, have died once, and we cannot get up with the same personality to do the same sin again. Never consider baptism as a mere ritual that belongs to the church. It should be followed as it is done in the scripture. A man who wants to be baptized should confess his sins and die to those sins first. When a man openly tells his old sinful ways, he effectively kills his old sinful self. Romans chapter 6 verse 8 says, "Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him." We sincerely believe that there is a resurrection, and that is the reason why we remove all the semblance of our old self. That is the reason why we neutralize the old person in us. That is why we believe that if we died with Christ, we would be alive in him. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 6 verses 10 and 11 say, "When Jesus died, he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. This is the counsel given to the ones who have taken the baptism. Death happened to Jesus only once, and it was for the sins of ours. In the same way, man should die once and should not live for the same sins again. Let's not forget that we have taken that kind of baptism. Like Jesus lives for the glory of the Father, we should live for the glory of Jesus." The faithful who have received baptism should not live for others and never ever go back to the old life to please them. Recently, I happened to listen to a famous evangelist talking to another godly man. I was surprised to hear him say that he received the Holy Spirit about 3 or 4 months after being saved. Remember what Jesus told Nicodemus. One has to be born again by water and spirit. Without that, there is no redemption. The teacher of the script make the people to go astray with their lack of knowledge about what is being saved. We know the right way and we should guide others on the right path. I had been to many spiritual conventions before joining our church. On the last day, they call out the people to enroll their names who wish to be baptized and baptize them just for the sake of the event. But I was aware that it is not a holy observance, a sacrament that was accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ, and one cannot take it lightly. Apostle Paul says, "You have died with Christ, and he has set you free from the spiritual powers of this world. So why do you keep on following the rules of this world?" Baptism symbolizes our death to the worship of this world. We did worship this world in the past in order to please others and to entertain our flesh as well. Baptism compels us to put a full stop to such worship. The man who does God's work and gives baptism should be the chosen, the anointed, and sent by the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 29 says, "Now if there is no resurrection, what will those do who are baptized for the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized for them?" There is a secret here that a living person gets baptism for the one who died without being baptized. Baptism plays such an important role for the Christian soul, and it is not done only to enroll them to the church. That was the reason why John the Baptist shouted at the Sadducees and the Pharisees who came there to be baptized without changing themselves from their sinful ways. He called them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee God's coming wrath." As we have been baptized in Christ, we have to be careful not to go back to our old ways. Repeating the sins again and again and confessing them repeatedly is not going to please the Lord. Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 says, "For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Dear children, as we died to our sins, our life is with the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the reason why Jesus told that his sheep are in his hands. Nobody is going to snatch them. That is the great safety for the one who has taken baptism. Let me remind you that Satan took everything from Job, but his life was in the safe hands of God. It's written about the bride that she is the dove who remains in the cleft of the rock. The soldiers stabbed Jesus between his ribs, and we are there inside his ribs, the cleft of the rock. The world may go through plagues, problems, wars, and the fury of the wicked, but our life is safely tucked away in Jesus. We used to go out into the wilderness and pray because we didn't have any other place for us while we were in Magilchipuram. We continued this for 2 years. During that time, we happened to meet an important member of a big business establishment. At that point of time, he needed our protection. We found him at the bus stand. He had a lot of money with him in the suitcase that he was carrying. It was for the purpose of organizing a ministerial conference of the church he belonged. Strangely, he had forgotten the place he wanted to go. The auto drivers were buzzing around him. When he saw us, he just held on to us dearly. We offered him to take him with us to that place where we would pray at night. When we asked about the name of his church, we could name the place. When the pastor prayed for him with his hands on him, he jumped up and he realized the power of the Holy Spirit in him. He could also realize the power that was in the hands of the pastor. Immediately, he offered to build a church and a house for us. But we knew that he was with a church that doesn't follow the truth. The Lord had already given us great promises, and we have realized many of them so far. We told him that we had the vision and the promise of the Lord for our future and sent him off safely. We never consider sacrificing the truth for the sake of money or other material things. Glory to God. Next, we have to bury the man who died to his sins. Romans chapter 6 verse 4 says, "Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." By baptism, man dies to his sins after pledging not to go back to his sinful ways. Then he is buried with Jesus Christ through the same baptism. Once a man is buried, he disappears underneath. The buried man should never get up from there. He should have the tenacity of mind not to unearth those sins again. Naomi, the mother-in-law of Ruth, went to the country of Moab to eke out a living. She lost her husband and two sons. Now she is left with two of her daughters-in-law. She advised them to go to their respective houses to get husbands in their land of Moab so that she could return to Judea. One of them accepted, but Ruth didn't leave Naomi. She vowed to stay with her until her death. The resoluteness of Ruth should be an inspiration to all of us in not going back to the old life at all costs. Such dedicated people make the name of the Lord glorified. They help other souls to come in the fold of the Lord. People who die in their sins and buried under and rise again as new souls have a blessed life. John chapter 12 verse 24 says, "Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The man who shows the head to the fish and the tail to the snake can never save any soul. The seed that lies on the surface will never produce anything. If it is buried underneath and watered, it will start growing and be fruitful. We have heard somebody grudgingly appreciate us that we start blossoming wherever we were thrown in. Thanks to God. If a man dies in Christ, he can raise many others like him. But if we drag our feet on everything like our old self, we cannot help grow ourselves. We should see the example of Ruth, who had a noble heart to follow goodness and be blessed because of that. As a matter of fact, she married Boaz, who was a rich man, and became great-grandmother of Jesus. Philip was taken away by the Lord after he had baptized the treasurer of Candace, the queen of Ethiopia. But he continued his journey happily afterwards. It is important that baptism should be given by the one who is sent by the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3 says, "I passed on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me." Christ died for our sins, just as the scripture said. Next, we are going to see resurrection. Beloved children, we die to our sins and buried in water and get resurrected as new man. We conducted a baptism prayer on the banks of the river Vaigai. A woman came running after we gave sermon about the real nature of baptism and the way to take it. She said she had taken baptism but not realizing the meaning behind it. After that, she confessed her sins and got baptized in the Vaigai River. An Aussie member from Parathivalai in Sri Lanka listened to our sermon on baptism. He wanted to take it and told about this to his other church members. He came next day to the baptism prayer and the other members were also made their appearance there. Those people met our pastor and asked whether it was impossible to reach heaven with the baptism they had had at their own church. Our pastor took a handkerchief from his pocket and shook it and asked him if it was enough to dip the kerchief in the water to remove the dirt. Remember, the Lord sanctifies and cleanses His church with the washing of water by the word. He does this to present her to Himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Mark chapter 1 verses 4 and 5 saying, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, and people from whole Judean countryside and all the people from Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. We told this to them and they just went away. When you attempt to correct the wrong preaching, you are branded as a scripture twisters. But we always quote the scripture to substantiate our actions. People may object when we rebaptize the faithful, saying there can be only one baptism. But we wouldn't do it if others do it properly, as it is said in the Bible. Jesus died for our sins, buried and rose again. These three symbolic experiences are felt by the ones who take baptism in the right way. Romans chapter 6 verse 5 says, "For if we have become one with Jesus by sharing a death like this, we shall also be one with Him in sharing His resurrection by a new life lived for God. Whoever has become one in the resemblance of His death will also rise in the same image. He will be given the right to go up and be with the Lord when He appears. Others will have no authority to think about His arrival or resurrection." Paul says thus in Philippians chapter 3 verses 10 and 11, "I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the sharing of His sufferings by becoming like Him in His death. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ." Paul wanted to have the image of Jesus as He resurrected to heaven. He regarded all his losses for this sake as rubbish. We should also have such strong mindedness. Baptism has been given to us as a mark of resurrection of Christ. When we come out, we should be a new creation and live a new life. The aim of our church is to be one with the Lord when He comes again. Revelation chapter 20 verse 6 says, "Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no power, but they will be the priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with Him 1,000 years. We share the first resurrection through baptism. So we should take baptism, and it should be given by the chosen people of God. Let's realize the importance of baptism and be a participant in the resurrection. May the Lord bless these words. Amen. If you want to contact us, our website is www.newjerusalemnews.in. Email njcngl@gmail.com. May God bless you all. Amen.